This is an audio recording of the blog post, How to Have the Best Orgasm Ever, brackets, if you're me. There are any number of sex writers who will tell you how to achieve the ultimate mind-blowing, amazing orgasm. Unfortunately, the way that your body works may not be the same as the way mine works, so I can't promise you stars and explosions and earth moving unless you happen to be formed in exactly the same way I am. What I can do, though, is tell you that the other day I had the best orgasm I have ever had, along with some lurid and sticky detail in case you want to play along. Part 1, foreplay. The foreplay here was 2 hours of fucking the day before. Fucking till I'm sore and tired. Fucking while he tells me I'm a good girl and acts like each stroke is a punishment. Fucking like it's a challenge. Where he says, "You want this? Harder? You can take it harder." And I do. I grind against him and dig my hands into his thighs and pull him deeper, tighter and harder into me. Each stroke comes with a smack as he shoves himself against me. He puts his hands around my throat for grip and pulls himself further into me. Every stroke hurts in a good way, like he's stuffing as much of himself inside me as possible. He calls me greedy, and he refers to it as that, objectifying and distracting and so fucking hot, like, take that cock. Not my, that. Nothing is personal, everything is physical. Neither of us comes. We don't come because we're both a bit intoxicated and tired, and perhaps because we've gone past the point at which we can come, because we fuck so hard we're raw and each stroke is painful as well as pleasurable. When we break, because it's a break and not a finish, we're both drenched in sweat. My tits are slick and his face is dripping. I lick droplets from his forehead and squeeze my cunt and he groans. More. But no more. For now. Part 2. The fuck. Later. Hours later. Maybe the next day. We haven't slept, so we don't know how to count it. But later anyway. I watch him touch his dick. This is a vital step. And it's one that's so often missed because I get too eager too quickly. I love watching guys touch their dicks. The fact that I'm getting an insight into what they like, as well as, especially in this case, the hint of desperation. The urgency with which he wants to come, having been frustrated earlier. He cannot keep his hands off it. He's so hard. His dick is fat and satisfying and rock solid in his hand. Red and aching with the fuck from the day before. We watch some porn together, and each time a selection makes his dick twitch, he lets out a little moan in the back of his throat. I ask if it hurts, and he says yes. So I soothe it with my soaking wet cunt, and he fucks me with slow, long strokes on the sofa. He bites his lip, grips me hard, and starts up that aching, horny rhythm in which each stroke feels like a challenge. He calls me a good girl, and inevitably that's what pushes me over. It's what turns me from someone who's happy to fuck forever into a greedy fuck who's desperate to come. "Bedroom, please," I ask him. "I need to." Trembling, he stands up and we run, naked and sweaty and burning with the need to let go. I lie on the bed and spread my legs as wide as I can. Feet hooked round the bars of the headboard, hands gripping my ankles. He holds his dick inside me, still for a while, so I can clench tight around him and feel every single inch of me gripping every single inch of him, getting the perfect angle for maximum contact. Feeling the sweat dripping from his face into my open mouth and hearing him tell me what a dirty girl I am. but I'm getting distracted. This whole thing's a distraction, really. The foreplay, the fuck, the build-up, the urgency, all of those are bonus features. The main event, the best orgasm ever, isn't precisely in those things. They all just enhance it. The actual sensation of release, the first wave of this orgasm pushing through me, came only when I combined some very specific things. Firstly, a wand, the doxy, pressed tight up against my clit, rumbling deep vibrations through my whole cunt and round his prick. Second, quick, deep, hard thrusts. That kind of punishment fucking, pushing the vibrations further through and into me. Third, the act of squeezing against him tightly, using the pulsing throbs of my own orgasm to crush his dick inside my cunt. Fourth, that very specific groan, when my twitching cunt grips him in just the right way and he can't help but let out a strangled, desperate noise. To cover for his lack of control, he turns that moan into a phrase. Good girl, come for me, that's it. To simplify even further, what I'm saying is that the best orgasm ever is most easily achieved with this simple equation. Dick plus doxy multiplied by the phrase, good girl. And even then I'm wondering if there needs to be something extra. His hands around my throat maybe, or a well-timed guttural moan of, oh. And this is why those get the best orgasm articles can never ever work. We've all just got to write our own. If you liked that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Or if you'd like to help me make more of it, then please come and support me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.